So, what am I not supposed to have an opinion? Should I keep quiet just because I'm a woman? Call me a bitch, cause I speak what's on my mind. Guess it's easier for you to swallow if I sat and smile.
Hello, everyone. Long time no talk. It's Spencer here, and you're listening to another edition of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
对，大家三八妇女节快乐！我是 Jenny。
Yeah, that's right, guys. A happy International Ladies' Day to you all.
Oh, Spencer 真的很绅士。You're such a gentleman. 你说 Ladies' Day 比 Women's Day 听起来更加好一点了。
是吗 ？I don't know. I guess so. Maybe I should have said International Women's Day. Maybe that's more PC. I'm not sure.
Prefer Ladies' Day.
Okay.
对，那今天呢，在这三八妇女节，我还是比较 old fashion， 因为现在很多年轻的女孩可能不喜欢，她们也不是妇女嘛，所以我看现在很多地方会写三八女人节啊。那今天呢，我们就在这个属于全天下女性的节日，跟大家聊一下三八妇女节英语有关和海外文化有关的一些相关的内容。对，确实 Spencer 也很久没有跟我一起录潘吉杰尼告诉你了。
Yeah, so welcome back, Jenny.
啊，谢谢，我又回到上海。然后我想，其实我们听众都很想念你的声音啦。好，那今天呢，大家在我们的推送里面也可以留言给 Spencer.
Yeah, that's right, guys. You guys can leave a comment for me. Love to read it.
好，那我们的公众号就是开言英语，开放的开，
语言的言。
哎，好，那三八妇女节啊，这个是一个国际化的节日，但是呢，我感觉到前几年好像在美国 in the States or Canada, it was not widely celebrated.
Yeah, but it's lately really been picking up steam.
我也觉得就是 Spencer 说最近、然后他有越来越火热的一个趋势、It's been picking up steam, 对吧
That's right. There's more and more motion behind it.
对，那这个也很有意思，等一下我们可以跟大家说说啊。那先还是来说基本的，就是三八妇女节英语怎么说。
Well, the English term is, basically it's International Women's Day.
Woman's Day,
yeah.
所以会用 woman 这个词啊。
Yeah, I guess I was wrong by saying lady, but you know, I like to treat a woman like a lady.
对，你是 gentleman, 你是绅士。
I try, Jenny, I try.
所以在你眼里，女性都是 ladies, 都是淑女啊。
I guess so. Maybe I'm the one that's old-fashioned.
对，哎，这才是更加古典一点。但我前面也听到你说，哦 ，Ladies Day 可能不太 PC, 不太政治正确。
I don't know. These PC things are really changing so fast that I don't know what's right and what's wrong according to people these days.
这也很有意思的话题，我们也许以后节目可以做啊。就是哪一些语言在英语里面现在。是不太能用的，比如 Ladies Day 大家听起来很好、但是呢可能一些美国人他就觉得你不政治正确，因为就好像把女性 objectify 物化、是吧，就觉得她就是一个漂亮的、然后待在家里的。
是啊是啊，我给你一个例子好吗？So like before 我还在美国的时候，好多年以前呢，你知道我做过了调酒师对吧，
bartender、
yeah, and you know I get, you get different groups of people, and a lot of times, it was just my natural reaction, when a group of women would come in. I'd say, hey, ladies, what can I do for you? A lot of women would be like, oh, I like that, you know, and they think I'm like, whatever, polite and nice. But I've definitely received some responses from women before where they kind of looked at me like, ugh, he's like, yeah, objectifying me.
Oh, 真的?
Yeah, I've gotten that feeling before.
在美国你叫女生什么 Hi ladies、有些女
Hello ladies
女性反而比较不高兴她说这么 old fashion 这么老套的一个
称呼 对有一些就是这么反应啊，觉得我是比较猥琐 maybe a little creepy yeah but I'd say most women would be okay with it but there were a few where they like I didn't like that I could tell they didn't like it
对反正这个我觉得也很复杂了我们今天还是说回到三八妇女节的话题叫 International Women's Day、Woman 我觉得这还能说的呢就是 the pronunciation 这个词的发音、因为它的单数是 woman
对不是 woman
I am a woman
yeah woman
W-O-M-A-N
that's right
然后呢它的复数 plural 就是 W-O-M-E-N
yeah women
你再给我们演示 demo 一下正确的发音
So there's woman and women
women.
Yeah, and it's kind of, that is kind of weird, right? Because the, when it's women, when it's more than one woman, the O 就变成了好像是一个 I 的发音，对吧？是 women, but yeah, anyway. So just remember, guys, woman, women.
Women.
Yeah.
Woman.Women,
that's right,
是吧
yes.
Women, 啊、嗯、诶那其实英语里面还有其他的词是这个女性的意思比如 female.
嗯、yeah.
那这个用法和 woman 或者 women 是不一样的。
Yeah, it's a little more kind of like biological.
对你说 biological 就
是
强调生对、嗯、生理上面就是你的 gender,、嗯、你的性别是 male,、
yeah.
男性还是 female, 还是女性。
嗯、
其实我觉得日常口语不太用到 female, 比如、
yeah.
啊生了个孩子、
yeah.
你生的男孩还是女孩绝对不会问 was it a female or male?
Yeah, it sounds kind of weird. Yeah, you know,、you just say, oh, is it a boy or
a boy
girl?
Or a girl,、
yeah.
对吧男孩女孩或者、
sure.
对比如啊、我有一个新的室友 roommate, 哦、oh, mm-hmm. is it a man or a woman?、
Oh,
就不会说
I live with a female. I live with three females, lucky guy.
没有，所以我觉得，
好奇怪啊。
Female 和 male 用的最多的就是填表格的时候、mm-hmm. ，when you're filling like filling in the form、mm-hmm. or an application，、
mm-hmm.
上面问到 gender 性别，
yeah,
它通常才会用
male 或者 female。
没错，口语里面还是 woman 用的最多啊。
Mm-hmm.
好的，那我们前面其实跑题说了一些什么 ladies 啊这个词好像不太政治正确， mm-hmm. 许多女性，特别新时代独立的。女性她说我自己的这个形象对吧 self image、
right.
不是这种 old fashion 的一个 lady、
yeah.
所以我觉得就可以说说现在美国就是 I think there's a new wave of feminism not、
mm-hmm.
just in the states but also in China it's global、
mm-hmm.
全球的、
mm-hmm.
嗯
It's true but you always have differences among women anyway they might say I'm a feministBut they're still not all on the same page.
对，那我们这里再跟大家说说一些很好很实用的英语词啊。
嗯、
第一个就觉得可以说的就是女权主义、
mm-hmm.
或者
对对、so like well that's like feminist right women's rights.
Women's rights.
Yeah.
但是也可以用 feminism
啊
来形容、
uh-huh.
对吧
？Yeah, yeah. So, but we typically just say.You know, a feminist, and a feminist believes in feminism.
对 a feminist is a person, someone、
yeah.
who believes in 女权主义 feminism.、
Mm.
因为有什么 ism 的都是、
mm.
有什么主义
是、啊、
哈。
是啊，是啊。
哎，那我现在看到很多男性啊，他也会说、
mm-hmm.
I am also a feminist,
I'm a
对不对
feminist. Yeah, I mean, it just it means that.You know, even though he, 虽然他是一个女的，男的，虽然他是一个，
虽然他是一个女的，
哎，不是，虽然他是一个男的，他还是 you know 支持这个女权主义者的那种 you know like。趋势 like you know they support the feminist movement you know what I mean
因为特别像现在就是美国媒体把现在这个时代称作为 Me Too movement、
mm-hmm. yeah
就是去年爆出来很多 sexual harassment、
mm-hmm.
性骚扰、
mm-hmm.
对吧不仅是 high profile 就 Hollywood、
mm-hmm.
everyday workplace 每日的职场、
mm-hmm.
女性都会面临到各种各样的、
mm-hmm.
除了 sexual harassment、
mm-hmm.
there's still a lot ofGender inequality,
yeah,
性别歧视 性别不平等
是 there is. I mean, and we, I think it's important to bring up the term the glass ceiling.
Glass ceiling, 玻璃天花板
mm-hmm.
especially at the workplace, 就是职场里面，比如说英语里面，你可以说 upper management 高管，或者说的 C-suite, chief.Chief 的什么什么
CEO,
CTO,
you just taught、
CFO.
me something there, Jenny.
啊，这个就可以叫 C-suite.
Like S-U-I-T-E.
T, 没错 ，C-suite、
okay.
就是这个总什么什么、mm. 啊，最大这些职务，女性还是很少，对吧？
嗯、yeah, that's right. And so, I mean.And there's many reasons for that. Maybe some biological reasons.
哎呦，但在美国你也不能这样说。说了是谷歌不是去年 fire 掉一个
programmer，
他就说男女有别，然后女性不太适合做程序员，不太适合做 programmer.
Well, Jenny
was fired.
Well, Jenny, one thing though, if you're really into, and our listeners too, 听众们啊 if you're really into the feminist thing, there was a book that came out recently called The Bitch Doctrine.
这词好吗？
But it's written by, it's a feminist book, and it kind of goes into all these things. And it, anyway, back to the glass ceiling. It talks about if you're a woman, women feel the pressure that they can't do everything. You know, if you want to, for example, 如果你想做 CEO 的，那你就不能生孩子。
怎么平衡家庭，对不对？ Something's gotta give, 就那个感觉。
Exactly.
包括职场上面 equal pay, 同性别，同工同酬。I must say, I did not realize that. 我都没有因为比如我们开云语是一个特别小的公司啊，但是我们每一个职位，我自己从来没有说你这个because of your gender, 因为你的性别啊，你的做同样的工作，男性和女性这 salary 薪酬就会不一样，但在很多的岗位它还是会存在这种。
Yeah, it's still, that's still apparently the case, in today's society. I do feel like it's gotten a lot better personally, and I personally also, I know a lot of women who are really killing it in the
workplace.
Yeah, and I know a lot of guys who just suck, you know what I mean?
你前面说 a lot of women who are killing it.
Yeah, just they're,他们很厉害
啊，很厉害，
really,
对
they're doing really well.
这个 killing it 就是很厉害，对对对。
Yeah.
我觉得好，那今天我们就可以把这个短语这个 phrase 做成我们节目的收尾，因为像在我身边也是看到，就各种各样的女性，包括我们开言英语，我必须说我们女性用户的占比哈是70%差不多，所以男同胞们加油，man up, study 学习。
It's true. And I'd also, one thing too, I think, it's important to look at, how many women are graduating college, in comparison to men in the U.S. Cause I think that's also, I don't know the numbers right now, but I think women may have even surpassed.
Outnumber men.
Possibly. Yeah. Either way, but that's getting really, if it hasn't been surpassed yet, they're about neck and neck.
但我觉得我作为一个就是,职场女性，职场妈妈，就是像我们需要的一些温暖，很多时候是特别 practical, 你知道吧，特别实际接地气的。比如说 early childhood education,这个其实在我们中国，我觉得我们还是很幸运的，因为你2岁半、3岁，这个就是算是义务教育了嘛，3岁幼儿园，但在美国是要5岁，对吧？你说的就是要小学去上 K 那个学前班。之前如果你要把小孩送去的话，可以去说 daycare, 就是这种托儿所，但非常贵，可能像我现在住在加拿大也是的嘛，平均他们说一天要100块加币，就500块人民币，送一个小孩去托儿所去 daycare, 所以逼迫很多妈妈就是说they have to choose between their career or staying at home, 因为 it's so expensive to send your kids to, to daycare.
And this is, I think this is, really the case in, especially in America. I mean, like, there's no legal maternity leave.
对，在美国连
that's ridiculous.
你说 maternity leave 就是产假，
对，产假，
法律规定的产假都
没
有，对，所以很多女性她生孩子就必须要去积攒很多就是什么假期 leave 啊什么才可以，对吧？
So it, you know, it's really funny. 中国人他们经常对我说啊，美国很好。福利应该很好，对吧？我说
不对，
no, 你真不知道呀，福利产假也没有啊，你知道
？No maternity leave, no early childhood education, 什么都没有哈。
Yeah.
不，我们前面不是说我们要以好的那个短语结束今天节目吗？A lot of women are killing it in life.
They are though.
对，但我觉得也要谢谢很多，因为男性现在也支持自己的太太，对吧？像我、我的先生吧，我爸爸非常鼓励我要在职场上面 go kill it.
Yeah. So guys. Guys, you know, if you really love your lady, if you love your girlfriend or your wife, you know, you too can say, I'm a feminist. You don't have to just be a woman.
对对对 ,feminist, 我也是女性主义者，我支持女性啊。好，那今天呢，祝福我们所有的女性听众们节日快乐，然后也谢谢你们对开言英语一直以来的支持。
That's right.
那在这一天，你有什么话对自己的女性朋友，对自己的 闺蜜、太太、女朋友说的呢，都可以在留言里面跟我们分享啊，
也给我们分享。
那我们今天开言的会员课程也是非常有意思的一个关于女性的社会地位、中美两边的对比，所以希望我们的会员会喜欢。那如果你还不是会员的话呢，我们也希望你先免费尝试一下我们的课程。如果你真的觉得跟我们学习很实用也很快乐的话呢，也希望你在这一年成为我们的开言会员。
That's right.
感谢大家的收听。We'll see you next time and Happy Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day, guys. Bye bye.